Now we come to the two important verses, and I'm going to dwell on them in closing. Verse 17 says, if thou count me therefore a pardoner, receive him as myself. And then verse 18, if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee anything, put that on my account. You know, we think today that the credit card's something new. Paul had a credit card, by the way. You can buy anything today with a credit card. A gallon of gas to a 10-gallon hat, a meal to a chain of motels, a night lodging to a subdivision in California that was in a restaurant. It says, we take money too. They use credit cards. Well, Paul had a credit card because he was a believer in Christ. And he says here, he says, now look, if Onesimus ran away and if he stole something from you or did something wrong, you put it on my account, put it on my credit card. And then I want you, since you count me a partner, I want you to receive him just like you'd receive me. You always put me up in that guest room. Don't send him out yonder into the weather. You put him up in the guest room. My friend, may I say that back of this is something much more wonderful even than this. I hear the Lord Jesus Christ say, when I came to the Father for salvation, he says, if Vernon McGee hath wronged thee or oweth thee anything, put that on my account, because he paid the penalty of my sins on the cross. And then he said to the Father, because I'm sure God the Father would have said, well, that fellow Vernon McGee's not fit for heaven. He says, if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself in Christ today, accepted in the Beloved. Oh, what a picture this is of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the way he accepts you and the way that he accepts me today. Now, he goes on and says, I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. And the Lord Jesus gave his life and shed his blood. Albeit, I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self. Besides, Paul had led him to the Lord, and he owed Paul a great deal. He says, yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. And then he just concludes this here like this. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Here's some more surplus, you see. And that always is true of believers. The reason some of us are so poor today is because we have been so stingy with the Lord. The Lord's generous. We should be generous. Verse 22, at the same time, prepare me also a lodging. See, Paul expected to go there, and I think he did. For I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There, greet thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. Somebody else in prison. Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow workers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. And next time, friends, we go back to the Old Testament, to the book of Daniel.